Rudolf II, Holy Roman Emperor, was a great art lover and collector. Originally, he hoped to attract the sculptor Giambologna to his court. When that proved impossible, Rudolf appointed Giambologna's most talented pupil, Adrian de Vries. And as they say today, de Vries was a good catch. Born in the Netherlands, de Vries was an excellent portraitist and nothing short of virtuoso in his bronze sculptural works. His portrait bust of Christian II, Elector of Saxony, is a masterpiece and much impressed his contemporaries. De Vries also found an unusual solution for a difficult question. What should Christian's portrait bust stand on? In antiquity, the transition between figure and the base was often hidden under some draped material. But de Vries opted to place Christian's powerful body on the shoulders of two female figures. A renowned brass founder was responsible for casting the bust. Afterwards, de Vries carried out the task of cold working the statue himself. In this very intensive step of the procedure, the pouring and air channels had to be removed, the holes filled, and the surfaces treated and smoothed. De Vries's skills here were outstanding. Christian's face and the skin of the two nude women glimmer softly, while the texture of the Elector's wavy hair contrasts with the metal of the armour and the material of his collar.